Hi everyone, welcome to our Daily Devo. Today's chapter is Matthew 7, and this is the final chapter of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. So I want to encourage you to open up your Bible app or your Bible and follow along with me. This is Matthew chapter 7. Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And then rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine but does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. Amen. All right, so this is the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and if you've read Matthew chapters 5 to 7 in its entirety, you know that this sermon covers many different topics, everything from what it means to be blessed and how to live a life that is dedicated to and pleasing to God, free from hypocrisy, full of love and grace and forgiveness, full of wisdom and discernment. And after Jesus gave this sermon, it says in verses 28 to 29, when Jesus had finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. And as I was meditating on this chapter, a chapter that I've read many times now, the Holy Spirit led me to also just be amazed at his teaching, filled with a sobering conviction of what it means to be a doer of Jesus' words. The final teaching in Jesus' sermon is about two different types of builders. The one who hears Jesus' words and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the one who hears Jesus' words and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain will come, the floods will come, the winds will blow and beat against both houses, and time will tell what foundation we're building our house on. And so the main message of that last teaching is very clear, to be both a hearer and doer of God's word. And I think all of us can agree that being a doer of Jesus' words is a good thing. But in the passage immediately before this one, Jesus warns us that on that great day of judgment, Not everyone who says to him, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter the kingdom of God. Even people who prophesy in his name or cast out demons in his name or do mighty works in his name are seeming to do kingdom things on the outside. But as we know, the Lord looks not on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And as I was just trying to wrap my head around these two passages in Matthew 7, I was reading the ESV Study Bible, which gives a short commentary on this, and I just want to share it with you guys here. The ESV commentary says, false disciples may exercise power in Jesus' name, but their activities are meaningless because they deceive themselves and they deceive other believers, desiring attention for their own spectacular displays. Mighty works are not proof of the Father's will, since they can come from sources other than God, including demons and human contrivance. It's so easy as followers of Christ to get more focused on the outward doing rather than on the heart of our doing. Those who will enter the kingdom of heaven are people who are not just mindlessly doing and going through the motions of church activity, but they are those who are fully submitting to the will of God. We need to be both hearers and doers of God's word. That's very clear. But as we do things in the name of Jesus, we need to check our hearts. Are we doing things for the glory of God or for our own glory? Are we listening to the guidance of this Holy Spirit, or are we just doing what we want to do? Are we fully surrendered to the will of God in all that we do? This passage causes me to kind of pause and reflect in my own heart as I do things in the name of Jesus, as I pastor and as I shepherd, as I walk with people. It causes me to pause and reflect on, am I doing things according to God's will? And I hope that this devotion will cause you to pause and reflect on your heart as well. And I pray that our hearts will be realigned completely to the will of God as followers of Christ. So let's do that today. Let's come to the Lord seeking for the Holy Spirit to check our hearts and to reveal anything that is not aligned with his will. Let's do that today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. And God, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for his earthly ministry. Thank you, Lord, for this Sermon on the Mount. And God, as we spend some time meditating on and wrestling with Matthew 7, Lord, we come humbly recognizing, Lord, that there is sometimes, Lord, a misalignment in our doing. Not just doing or not doing, but sometimes we do things not with the right heart. Sometimes we're not doing it according to your will, God. And so, Lord, I pray that you would forgive us and that your Holy Spirit would correct us in love and that you would direct our steps so that we can be realigned to your will. Reveal to us, God, what is your will in our life according to your word through your Holy Spirit. And I pray that we would obey. Yes, Lord, we thank you. And Lord, as we eagerly await that day that you return, we pray that, Lord, we would not hear the words, depart from me, for I never knew you, but that we would hear, well done and good and faithful servant. And so, Lord, we thank you for the help of your Spirit. We turn to you today. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily Devo, and I hope that you are really blessed and convicted through the Holy Spirit to come back to the Lord and his will. Have a great day.